In the news, Burundi held a presidential election Tuesday. Current leader Pierre Nkurunziza was the only candidate. He is seeking a third term in office. Most voting stations opened in the early morning. Voter turnout was low in areas that have seen violent protests in recent weeks. In the Bujumbura neighborhood Cibitoke, only 15 of 400 registered voters had voted by midday. Electoral officials told VOA there was some gunfire at the Cibitoke voting station a few hours after it opened. Anti-government protesters and the international community have been calling for President Nkurunziza to resign for months. Critics said he should not be permitted to serve another term, as the law permits only two. But Burundi's highest court ruled that the president could serve again because he was appointed, not elected, to his first term. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Tuesday. He was expected to assure the Israeli leader of U.S. security support following the Iran nuclear agreement. The two met for almost 2 hours at Mr. Netanyahu's office in Jerusalem. Last week's agreement has caused tension between the U.S. and Israel. U.S. President Barack Obama demanded Tuesday that Iran release three Americans it holds and help find a fourth believed to be in the country. Mr. Obama spoke Tuesday in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Some family members, friends, and others have criticized Mr. Obama. They say he should have gotten the release of the captives in exchange for the deal with Iran. Local leaders from major cities around the world are gathering for a 2-day climate change conference at the Vatican. Pope Francis invited them to discuss what he calls the interconnected emergencies of climate change and human trafficking. It is the Vatican's latest attempt to influence a United Nations leaders' meeting on climate change. It is set to take place in Paris in December.